Sa nakaraang higit na 25 taon, si Jerry Skinner ay kumakatawan sa mga taong nawalan ng minamahal sa buhay dahil sa mga aksidente sa himpapawid sa buong mundo, kasama ang 1988 Lockerbie bombing ng eroplano ng Pan Am Flight 103. Nakasama siya sa negosyasyon na nauwi sa pagbabayad ng Libya ng mahigit sa 2.7 bilyong dolyar sa mga kamag-anak na mga nasawi. Nitong mga nakaraang taon, ang kanyang atensyon ay na-focus sa mga naiwang naglulungsang kamag-anak pagkatapos pabagsakin ang Flight MH17. Ang hakbang na legal ay nagpapatuloy sa ilang lugar, subalit ang paghahabla sa Rusya at Pangulong Vladimir Putin sa European Court of Human Rights ay malamang na hindi kasama sa kanyang mga ambisyon. Sinabi ni Jerry Skinner na nakatalaga itong maging matagal at mahirap na laban.
It's going to be more difficult even though we've done a lot of the work that would be expected in a normal national court already, because when you file an application in court of European Court of Human Rights, you have to provide the documents upon which you base your allegations. So our petition was submitted with almost 3,000 pages of documentation backing up the allegations.
Samantala, isang ulat mula sa Dutch Safety Board ang nakatuklas na isang surface-to-air missile sa tawag na Buk at gawa sa Russia ang tumama sa eroplano habang ito ay lumilipad sa silangang Ukraine, subalit hindi nagsabi kung sino ang nagpaputok nito. Isang imbestigasyong kriminal ang nagpapatuloy at hindi inaasahang ito ay matatapos hanggang sa darating na Oktubre. Palaging sinasabi ng Rusya na wala silang kinalaman at nagpahayag na ang pinakahuling hakbang na legal ay bahagi ng nagpapatuloy na psikolohikal na giyera laban sa kanilang bansa. Sinabi naman ang unang pangalawang pinuno ng Federation Council ng Rusya sa Depensa at Aviasyon, Franz Klintsevich, na ang hakbang na legal ay walang pag-asang magtagumpay.
The lawsuit against our country is legally null and void and has no prospects. Stirring up unnecessary passions, it hampers an unbiased probe into the circumstances surrounding the crash.
Sinabi naman ni Jerry Skinner na ang sagot ay inaasahan dahil sa nakaugalian ng Russia.
Their participation in the accident investigation, their lack of participation in the joint international criminal investigation, their refusal to produce data and actually their destruction of data from radar readouts, their pulling back witnesses from the Donetsk region and giving them residence in Moscow where they could not be reached by investigators, they have stood in the way of progress and finding out exactly what happened. And when someone challenges them and suggests that we want to find out what happened and have a court make a determination, of course they're going to say that it's nonsense.
Naniniwala si Jerry Skinner na dapat maglagay ng karagdagang diplomatikang diin ang Australia sa Russia. Sinabi naman ni Ministro Julie Bishop ng ugnayang panlabas na nakapokus sila sa pagdadala ng mga maysala sa hustisya.
And that means working with international partners to ensure that if we are able to identify parties or a party who is responsible for this, then they will be held to account. And we will work with other countries to set up the necessary judicial or legal mechanism that will do precisely that. That's the Australian government's role.
Samantalang sinasabi ni Skinner na ang laban ay magiging mahirap, maaaring may ugnayan ang katatapos na desisyon ng European Court of Human Rights para sa kanyang mga kliyente at sa dulo ay maaaring mabayaran ayon sa kanyang kahilingan.
Most recent determination where there were actual compensation awards made that were paid, and then there have also been some arrangements made where the parties determined responsibility in the court. And then the parties agreed privately to go to international arbitration, where it could be done privately and nobody would know how it turned out. That would be, it would seem to me, a very practical result, especially when the Russians are adamant at denying that they had anything to do with it.